So we will now go to the actual practice of Mantra Taktaka. I request you to see, to look at the mantra sign. Is it visible for all of you, or should we place it somewhere else? Oh, you have in your folders. That is very good. Those who have folders with them, I definitely need one because I can't look in the opposite direction. Oh, yes. Thank you so much. In the Mantra Trataka, you look at the mantra, you look at the words as you chant them. Please say after me and the mantra. We will go in one voice, very slow, and be like a laser beam with your eyes, which moves along the lines as if you want to light them up, or maybe a torchlight. And in this way, shine your attention onto the different letters. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram, Hare Krishna. So as you do this, you just imagine yourself. One thing which you can do is you read the Back to Godhead and a column of the Back to Godhead, and you just stay with this as if you are reading it. Now the mind will tell you, I know that. I'm chanting since a long time. I don't need to do that. The mind will not like it once you fix it. You will see it will rebel. But you should just continue. Hare Krishna. Thank you. to just ignore what the generator generates, the DC, and just continue, because the idea is not reading, the idea is not scanning, the idea is something beyond this. The idea is to get out of the AC/DC mode and to still the mind, and then you will all of a sudden see how another potency. I'm in New York. I can only speak like a New Yorker. Kicks in, you know. That is the power of concentration, and it is this power which we want, and which we need very much for our japa retreat. So what we do now is really archaeology. In archaeology, the removal of the dirt is not so important as finding the different archaeological findings, like a Roman well or a Roman statue or whatever. So just do the exercise and mine the benefit. Huh? Don't analyze the exercise. It's a very traditional exercise. Just do it, and something else will be found on the ground of this exercise. just like the ecologist does. And you might be surprised what you find there. So please do it again in one voice. And please just don't allow your mind to go anywhere else. It's now scanning the letters of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Your consciousness is projected through the eyes onto the letters of the Hare Krishna Mantra. That's all what goes on here. Please do it again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Some of you are not yet so with us. Maybe you feel like I sometimes feel, that once the mind is doing something for a long time, it will become accustomed to it. When I was a teenager, I couldn't sleep because I had so many things on my agenda to read, to see, to go to movies, to go to music concerts, and to go to school even. I remember the best place I could fall asleep was in the train. Why? Because on the train there's always the same sound. You know, when the train goes over the, what is it called? Tracks, yes. It makes this. And the mind hears this and, oh yeah, I know it, I got it. And then switches off. This is all right when you want to sleep on a train, but not good when you chant Hare Krishna. Same principle. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I know this. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. So with this traktaka, we want to get out of this mental dullness. And for this, it's very important, my dear devotees, whenever your mind goes while you do this, bring it back. Bring it just back to this very simple process, and just say, okay, reading. Don't be angry at your mind. Don't go, gosh, or whatever. Just bring it back to this simple task. You will see after some time the mind will like it. So we will do it, I think, one more time. We will do it a little longer this time, because you have now two tasks. To look at it, at the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then Yeyata, something, you know, Nishalati, Yeyata, Nishalati. Wherever the mind goes due to his restless nature, as Krishna says, one must certainly bring it back under the control of the mind. No? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Two more times. Hare Krishna, Hare. You can concentrate much better. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, one wants to continue. My dear devotees, this is also good exercise to measure where you are in your normal japa chanting. You can now, you have something to measure your chanting against, or you have a frame of reference or point of reference, the written words of the mantra. And you can see whenever you go out, go away, or most probably you just go a little bit out in your intensity, and then you start to drift and you say, my God, we are already here in line number 8. Oh, I am, and you catch up fast. This is a good way to test also where you are in your chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The mind just sometimes takes us away. But because this provides a frame of reference so that you can see, it also helps us a little bit more to train our mind to go. Now I must tell you that this traktaka is something which you see in yoga traditions also. People, yogis are watching flames or points. I had an Ayurvedic doctor who treated me very successfully. Who treated himself 500 patients sometimes a day. And he said whenever his mind would become exhausted, he would just take a piece of paper with a dot on it and just do this traktaka, just train it to be on one point, just be focused. And then he could again do his diagnosis, pulse reading and all these things where you require a lot of concentration. Now, but we are devotees, and I want to tell you, Bhaktivinoda Thakur adds to this, adds to the chanting, three very powerful rules. If you wish to take notes, this is a good time to take notes. The first is the meditation that Krishna is in his holy name. He's non-different, as we have heard the Nama Chintamani Shloka. It's a meditation. Krishna, you are there. I cannot yet see you, but kindly reveal yourself. Let me do some service for you, Krishna. Show me your service, my service. Give knowledge to me through your devotees about you. There are different meditations, but they all only work with the general understanding that Krishna is, Krishna's name is Krishna. The next is to be in a prayerful mood. I always so much like this mood which Prabhupada has given us. I really find it's the summary of all the different explanations on the meaning of the holy name, and the essential point is brought. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. You know, with this prayerful mood, a very nice chance arises, the chance of a relationship to blossom forth. So prayerful chanting. And the last is chant with heart-rending lamentation. What is really heart-rending lamentation? Who knows what is renting? To tear it apart. Now, I was always thinking, what is this heart-rending lamentation? Until I stumbled across the Sanat Kumar Sanghita. Do you know this little work? Oh, it's so good. It's so good, Prabhu Samadhiji. It's Narada Muni coming to Lord Shiva, Sada Shiva, the original Shiva, who sits at the shore of the Yamuna in Vrindavan. And Narada Muni wants to know what is the best of the mantras glorifying Lord Krishna. And then Shiva gives Narada Muni a Krishna mantra with the names of Lord Krishna. He actually gives him two Krishna mantras and reveals to him how he can chant these mantras meditating on Radha and Krishna. We do this in level 2 from the Sanat Kumar Sanghita. And, you know, very wonderful meditations and visualizations where Srimati Radharani is shyly drawing her veil and looking towards Krishna. They're very, very nice meditations of the Vrindavan mood between the divine couple, and prayers and so on. If you wish to have this book, I have it on computer. I mean, I don't know. I can ask someone to send it to you on the computer. I highly recommend it. And there in verse 8, this heart-rending mood is described. It says, day and night, one should meditate on the Lord's qualities and chant mantras glorifying Him. Thinking of the meaning of the Lord's mantras, one should shed tears of love. The hairs of one's body should stand erect in ecstasy. This is how you should chant, according to Lord Shiva. I told you, you should chant in a prayerful mood, but I must admit to you, I gave an interpretation. You should chant thinking of the meaning of the Lord's mantras, and this happens to be a prayer. My dear Lord, my dear Radharani, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. So only someone who chants the mantra thinking of the meaning of the mantra can get the benefit of the mantra. That's why you need a guru who instructs you in the details regarding the Hare Krishna mantra and also the Gayatri mantras. Because that if you do a meaningless or a meditation without being aware of the meaning, there is some benefit, but not the whole benefit. It's called Sambandha Gyan, which is revealed by through instructions to the person who walks on the path. So, yes, but there should be tears. There should be some urgency in the and the chanting. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed this urgency in his shloka, Ayinanda Tanuya, I have fallen into the ocean. Please now save me. Heart rending. This is how to chant. So I always recommend to devotees, when you do the Nam Traktaka meditation to fix your mind, there will be a free space which is created. The AC/DC stops, accepting and rejecting, because you just fix it. You always bring it back. No time to accept or reject. A space is created, and in this space, immediately fill it up with these three meditations. Krishna is identical with the name. Think about the meaning of the holy name while you chant, and finally bring some emotion, some Krishna Krishna Rakshamang, Krishna 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 Pahimang. This is how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did Nam Kirtan when he went through India. Save me, protect me, some heart-rendering need, some urgency. Okay. Hare Krishna. Does any one of you have a question regarding Nam Traktaka? Sometimes devotees asked, should I always do this? Is it necessary? And my personal answer is no. Prabhupada didn't teach us this. He had mantra cards printed. They were mostly for distribution, for preaching purposes. Maybe also to onlookers who were there in the kirtan. And then they could also sing along. But I recommend it to do it sometimes. And do it with the knowledge which you have gotten now. To still the generator of your mind. To create a space in the constantly repeating story of your mind, a space where you can put Krishna in. Now I would like to have a quick show of hand. This, I want to see in a moment, who of you wants to see, to just know a little pranayama to still the mind and make it ready to chant. I feel always a little hesitant when I present this in a purely ISKCON trained assembly, because of either being misunderstood that I feel we should all go mix yoga and do yoga mishra bhakti, or just because devotees may not like to go into a new space and experience something new because they feel comfortable. I personally became aware of pranayama in bhakti when I prepared the Gayatri book and researched in the Hari Bhakti Vilas in it for it, and found out there that one should do pranayama before chanting the Gayatri mantra to still the mind. In the old times, I believe pranayama was known like hygiene, for instance. It's implied. We don't, we have not taught in our japa retreat anything about hygiene, because you all know very well how to do this thing. So pranayama is something very much known in the Vedic civilization, how to do the breathing, and it is helpful. But I can understand if devotees don't wish to go there. So how should we see who's interested? And then who would be interested? It will take about 10 minutes, Oh, yeah, oh, you encourage me. Good. I feel it's good for what we want to do. We want to bring our discussion to a very powerful practice, which Burijan Prabhu introduced, one mantra. And for that we will need all what we are learning. So, okay, without further ado, please sit properly. Now, those of you who wish to sit on the chair, it's totally all right. You only need to sit upright. Those who wish to sit on the ground may go on the ground for this. I believe I will do a compromise so that you can see me. The first thing we do is we put this mantra, Jnana Mudra,